everybody. My baby girl. Hey, baby girl. Hey, baby girl. Where my other hand? Thank you, baby girl. Hello, everybody. I know I've been gone for like a while. And I'm sorry about that. I've been really looking up stuff about narcissistic, you know, because when you become like the scapegoat in your family, you really have to figure out if, you know, you can't just blame, you can't just throw off if people are a narcissist or if they have narcissistic tendencies. You can't just do that. So you have to really look and, you know, search and really see if, you know, that's what the issue is. Come to find out with me, that was the issue. I was the scapegoat in my family or a bunch of narcissists. Starting with my mom. So just let y'all know, I'm just now figuring this out. I've been, you know, all my life I've been looking over my childhood, but I really haven't been paying any attention to what's been going on until now. Until you finally get that piece of loneliness. And the thing is, I am an empath, so that means I'm very sensitive. I'm very, you know, just not like a narcissist, which is not empathetic at all. They're not empathetic. And please believe that they don't care about the empath. They just want to use them for supply, for personal gain. And I didn't say gain, I said game. But you can say gain too, I guess. And the thing is, when it comes, what I've researched so far, when it comes to a person being a scapegoat, what people don't seem to understand, and why they probably didn't understand why I was the way I was when I was younger, people have to understand, when you become the scapegoat, you basically are being programmed. And this might sound crazy to y'all. Y'all might be like, you ain't no dang on robot. No, not programmed like that. But you're being programmed to like think that you're a bad person in general. You're getting programmed for your self-esteem to get dropped. You're getting programmed for like to do stuff to people. You're getting programmed for like stuff to be thrown on your back. And y'all, I swear on everything I love. I always knew I had a gift, and that's the thing. The person in the family with a gift, they're always going to be the one that is the scapegoat or the black sheep. Okay? And please, believe or note that you will carry all the family's burden on your back. Oh, but what I didn't know though is that NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, is actually a disorder. And I've ran into a lot of those people in my life because I'm an empath, and that's why I'm on my journey to healing and understanding. Yes, when you first find out you were the scapegoat and you were intentionally, you know, used by these demonic creatures. Yes, I said demonic creatures. When you figure out you were intentionally used by these demonic creatures, whether it be friends, narcissistic teachers, narcissistic parents, family, siblings, whatever the case may be, boyfriends, girlfriends. When you find out you was used by these demonic creatures, you do get sad. You know, you do get frustrated. And a lot of people look over this personality disorder. You know why? because his personality disorder is being used in the media a lot. Do you not see how many celebrities they are finding out who's been lying almost their whole life about their identity? What about that one girl? I don't remember her name, so I'm not gonna try to even remember her name, but I know she just got busted for running a scam on, like, she had like a billion, I don't know, dollar company. And I think the company was called Thor or Thornton. I'm gonna just say Thornton. And basically, because a lot of people are talking about this, she was basically faking everything, faking her voice. They actually faked that the machines even worked, because what they were trying to do is they were trying to take a single drop of a human's blood and see can they test it that way. And they failed to actually go through with this because this actually could not be done. And what they did was they was using normal machines that doctors and stuff already use to take samples of people's blood. But what they were supposed to be trying to do was take a little bit of blood from a person. Because you know how if you go to a doctor, they have to draw a lot of blood to be able to test it for anything. Well, that's what she was trying to do. But instead, she was trying to see if she could take a single drop of blood and test it for anything. But in reality, you cannot do that. So she lied and had everybody fooled into thinking, oh, this does work, when in reality, in all seriousness, it didn't work at all. And she was just looking really crazy at the end of the day. But yeah, you never know. You know, the reason why you probably got picked on in your family, your friend group, is because you were the scapegoat. Now, in my real friend group, because I had a lot of fake people that would come around trying to be my friend too, and I noticed right off the bat. But in my real friend group, amongst my real friends, we all had problems. So I wasn't scapegoated in my real friend group, but when it comes to family, I'm very scapegoated. Mass majority of my family cannot stand me, right down to my mom. So I blocked each and every last one of them because I want no contact with them. It's NC. It's called NC. No contact. And you can look all this that I'm talking about up. You can look up narcissistic personality disorder, NPD disorder. You can look it all up if you think I'm lying. I'm a very smart person. I do my research on stuff. I'm telling you, I'm not lying. But the thing is, with dysfunctional families and, like, families in general with dysfunction, they want you to keep holding all their secrets. It's kind of like, for instance, right? If you were to go to a dysfunctional church, okay, and I'm pretty sure everybody know what a dysfunctional church is. It's a church where people keep secrets. And if you dare try to let out any secret that's in your household in that church, they will pull you back. They will start screaming. And I actually seen a clip like that yesterday where this girl was trying to tell her story to where her mama was letting a man sexually abuse her. And by time, I swear on everything I love, y'all, by the time she got down to the part where she was about to tell about the mama letting the boyfriend do it. Everybody started going crazy. They started screaming, hollering. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. All this dumb stuff trying to, like, cover up the fact that she was actually molested. But it's all over the internet now. Everybody knows. So there ain't no use to hooping and hollering. Because we know churches are the worst. That's where it started. That's where it's going to end. You know, it's funny. Because Lucifer himself describes himself as a bad person all the time. I mean, shit. Lucifer himself disguises himself as a good person all the time. But we all know the devil is not good. We all know Lucifer is not good. So think about that for a minute. I had a lot of people that bullied me and picked on me and didn't even know my situation. Neither did I want them to know. All I knew is I would go home to my mom's house. This is when I was younger. And this is how I finally realized I was a scapegoat. It started with her. All I knew is I would go home. Stop. All I knew is I would go home. I would get bullied and picked on. No, don't do that shit. You're going to have answers and roaches in here. Stop. All I knew is I would go home and I would get picked on. And I would go to school and I would get picked on. Teachers and all, it did not matter. People would just pick on me. Now, would they pick on me like my family? No, because these people don't know me. They only at school with me for like, I don't remember how long you be at school. But they only at school with me for like a couple hours. Well, you always around your mama and all them people. So, Cherry, stop. And just to let you know how dysfunctional my family was. Okay, listen. At least before my other brothers and sisters were born, my brother was the golden child, which is the child who predominantly gets rewarded. They get everything. They get to do everything. Now, you don't want to be any one of these roles, okay? Because the golden child still gets messed up. I read about something that narcissistic people do. It's called love bombing. So, basically, the golden child gets everything they want. But when you do something that the narc doesn't approve of, they snatch that love away that they gave you and they start belittling you like you're the scapegoat. While the scapegoat, on the other hand, never gets love. They don't get no love. They don't get nothing. They get full blown neglected and everything gets thrown onto them. That was me. And just to let y'all know how messed up the family dynamic was, everybody stayed to their self in the house. Everybody was to their self in their rooms. Like, what family operates like that? I'm pretty sure if I went to half of the people I went to school with house, their family was in the living room, watched TV together, or probably eating food at a table together. But no, our family got our plates, we went to our rooms. We stayed in our rooms. It was so messed up. And for some odd reason, when my mom was ready for supplies, she'll go off on Josh or go off on me. Like I said, my brother was more of like the golden child, so he didn't get gold off on a lot. But me, like, the way they program you is like you have to do everything they say. And how dare you question them? Like, that's their way of thinking. It's sick, but it's true. I actually also noticed Because, see, I lived with my grandma for a little bit, so I didn't live with her for a lot. I used to come to her, go to her house, though, so which was good. You know, I used to go to her house. And I seen where her, and she wasn't always with the husband she was with, but please understand that narcissistic people, they either marry narcs or they marry people that, like, can supply them. In my mama's case, she married her husband, Josh. And he is her supply. And she feeds off him. Okay? Yeah, my brother Jalen. My little brother Jalen. While my grandma, on the other hand, she is married to a narc. Okay? As well as my aunt that I'm not ever talking to again. None of these people I'm never talking to again, but as well as my aunt that lives in Louisiana, she's married to a narc, and she's a narc herself. My grandma's married to a narc. See how the dysfunctional cycle continues? My aunt that lives in Quincy, she was married to a narc. But when she was growing up, she was kind of the scapegoat. So, I don't know how that goes. But when I got born, I became the scapegoat. And then she became, I guess she's kind of like a narc herself now. So, me personally, I'm a scapegoat. I was the scapegoat, and I am an empath, and I'm not a narc. I have bipolar disorder, which causes me to have up and down mood swings. So if you ever talk to me when I was in school, or if you ever talk to me and you see me on the street, and I'll be like, and you'd be like, hey, Maya. You'd be like, hey, Maya. And I'd be like, hey. Like, I'm not doing that to be mean. My tone is not doing that to be mean. That's honestly me being probably depressed or sad, because, like, I couldn't express myself. Everybody else did not go through this. Everybody else do not have family dysfunction as bad as this family. But what I was going to say about my grandma, she's very she's very much a narcissist. Let me tell you something. Here's another thing that tripped me out when I figured it out. Narcissists, they do this thing called gaslighting, where they can make you question your reality, or question if this is what really happened. So, for instance, the last argument I had with my grandma, and the very last one I'm gonna ever have with her, because I'm not going around any of my family. I'm just done with them. So what it is, I didn't pour anything. First of all, let me get that straight. My daughter had an open container, an open drink, okay? And she was drinking it really well, really nice. My daughter don't usually, like, drop stuff, because I give her open containers at the house all the time. She sits it on the counter or something, or on the little table. And she, at her house, she don't have little tables that's that close by. And my daughter ended up messing around, climbing on the chair with a drink. And she ended up wasting the drink. Well, instead of blaming the baby, like they would blame Jaheim, instead of blaming the baby, those motherfuckers blamed me. And I'm like, oh, nope, that's the end of it. That is the end of it. I'm not talking to you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers have problems. Like, they literally blamed me for a baby tossing drink on their couch. Like, who does that? A normal sane person would be like, wow. Like, I remember telling a girl the situation at the stove, and she was like, wow, that's awkward. That's weird. You know, that's how it would feel to a normal person. Because why would you blame a grown adult woman for something a little baby did? That's like me, you know, that's like me blaming, You know what I mean? That's like me blaming a child for dropping. No, sorry. That's like me blaming another child for another child dropping food on the floor. I really cannot process how ignorant and stupid that is. And that was my last straw with her. And her husband, I've been on my last straw with him. Cause she's not the smudger cause she don't have a car or anything to smudge nobody. But he's a smudger, and a smudger is a person who draws other people in from the outside world to try to like get validation and rally up on the person that don't want no contact with them. That's what y'all have to understand. So, let's see. And that leads me back to my mom. Now, in our household, I do used to drink a lot. I have a big ass soda right now between my legs, but I used to drink a lot. And I still kind of do. And I used to drink the stuff, you know, in the house, whatever the case may be. But my brother was an eater. He would eat everything in sight. He didn't care. And I wasn't an eater like that. And for some odd reason, she would blame me for every fucking little mistake in the house. That's how I knew I was a scapegoat from the start. Because she would blame me for everything in the house. Like, what parent does that? What parent blames one child for every fucking mistake, everything that any other of the children do or what she does? Because sometimes they will do something or they will make something up, which is called gaslighting again. They would make something up to make you question yourself. Did I really eat this? Did I really do this? Or if you're an empath like me, you would just give up and be like, okay, all right. Just to stop the whole conversation, like the whole argument. The thing, I have a child now, so they will, the thing about narcissistic families, they will try to turn your child against you. You might not see it now, while they won. Like my daughter's one, I might not see it now, but they will try. And they are the worst people you can ever, like, come across. Because, yeah, they're the worst people you can come across. My daughter is a most beautiful, intelligent, most succulent thing, and just to know that somebody could turn that away from me, that would hurt my soul. So that's what I know. That's what they try to do. And the thing they always say is you're going to need somebody. Listen, one thing I know is there are so many people in this world that has abandoned their family, that has abandoned their parents, that has abandoned, you know, their siblings, and they do not need them. They are truly and highly taking care of themselves. I mean, really, why do you need? Why do you need some messed up human like that? In a sick, twisted way. And another thing I noticed that they would do if you have a kid, instead of calling to ask about you because they don't give a shit about you, please understand. And my mom is a very prime example for this. So is my grandma, so is Nars, all the rest of them. They will call, instead of asking about me, they will call and ask directly, how's Cherish doing? How's Cherish doing? How's Cherish doing? Like, it's so annoying, and it's almost like a robotic thing. It's crazy. Also, if they, please understand, if they are asking how you doing, they either want something or they're trying to get a reaction out you, or you don't want no contact and they're trying to get you back. Trust me, I know. Because once I move away from here, I ain't gonna say which year I'm moving, but once I move away from here, I'm gone. And the reason why I just said I'm not gonna say when I'm moving, because you never know who lives here. Anyway, but actually, matter of fact, this reminds me. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and one of my narcissistic family members that married into the family came over here, knocked on the door, and I told him to go away, of course, and he tells me to come out there and talk to him. I did not go outside. I stayed in my house and I stayed quiet. And then my daughter kind of made a sound. And for some odd reason, that made him go even more crazier. And then he said, you know, the normal thing that narcs say, you're going to need somebody, and then walked off. The thing is, I know I'm the scapegoat, and I know I am the supplier of narcs, because they never say this crap to my cousin. Some of y'all might know my cousin, some of y'all might not. But they never say this to my cousin, Aaliyah. They never say that to that girl. Because Aaliyah's a different breed. She's not... Matter of fact, Aaliyah is not a scapegoat. Aaliyah is more like a narcissist. But her mama could throw her mom could throw the role of scapegoat onto her. Quick, fast, in a hurry. But everybody took up for Leah in the family. Nobody took up for me. So that's why I say she was not the scapegoat. I was. She was not the black sheep. I was. Because a lot of people don't know what scapegoat means. So I just switched it and said black sheep. And if you don't know what golden child is, that just means spoiled child. In a sense, that's the spoiled child. My brother was the spoiled child. The golden child. I was the scapegoat, the black sheep, the child that was supposed to be bad and rebellious and this and that. And you wanna know something? And this has came from more than just me. You know, once I started looking that there was other people that had became the scapegoat, the black sheep and everything in their families, it really sickened me that this many people in the world, and out of all these people, there was always one scapegoat. And that one scapegoat always had problems like me. And it's really sick. It's a disgusting thing. I'm gonna do more research so I can talk about it more. But I think I'm gonna start my healing process today with a little bit of headspace meditation, because meditation helps. You know, focusing on positivity helps. Staying away from the narcs helps. You know, just stay away from them. And some people may not agree, like, you staying away from your family, you cutting off your family, you cutting off your mama and the person who birthed you and all that. Look, I don't care. This ain't y'all life. This is mine. And I'm literally the only person that is going to have to sit here and answer to, you know, whatever, because I know a lot of scapegoats, because I don't know them personally, but just by researching, doing my research over the week, over these, I think, last couple of days, I know people that have talked about them having a scapegoat sister or a scapegoat brother, and then all of a sudden, guess what happened to the scapegoat? They passed away, because they had to bear all these burdens on their back from the whole family. They had to deal with all the family drama. They was like, basically, for instance, I ended up searching up scapegoat, and there was actually a story that is not told to us in the Bible. In biblical times, however you want to say it, there was a goat, an actual goat, that had to carry the sins of other people. And what they did was, they put all their sins on the goat back, put the goat in the dang on desert, and every time they seen the goat wander in the desert, they would point at it and laugh at it. And they would do this. They did this until the goat passed away and died eventually. That's the similarity. That's the same as the scapegoat. Okay? There's stuff piled on the scapegoat, piled on the scapegoat, piled on the scapegoat until eventually. And then the whole family is laughing at the scapegoat behind their back and in front of their face. And, you know, until the scapegoat eventually dies. You know? My grandma is an art. My granddad is an art. My mom's an art. Josh is, he's not an art. He's a supplier. And my brother's a golden child. I'm a scapegoat. And the family dynamic is fucked up. I will no longer be their scapegoat. They can find a new supplier. Trust me when I say y'all don't want either title. If you grew up in a normal functioning family, congratulations. But if you didn't, I'm so sorry. You're just like me. And please understand that there are groups. I can't give you the group name because I really don't want to get in trouble. But just know there are groups on Facebook to help you get through your, if you're still in the situation of being a scapegoat. There are, you know, Facebook groups that can help you. And if you are not, and you are away from them or whatever, and you're trying to heal, then good job. Please understand that please understand that narcissists, they only care about themselves. And like I said, if y'all think I'm lying about any of this, look up NPD disorder. And I promise you it will pop up saying narcissistic personality disorder. And please understand that when it comes to narcissistic personality disorder, these people know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Okay? Please don't start feeling bad for them just because you see something at the end that says disorder. Because they know what they're doing. And it's disgusting. Because you hear what it says, right? It's a personality disorder. Get the difference? For instance, me personally, I have a bipolar disorder. There ain't no personality in there. Bipolar disorder is actually a mental disorder where your emotions are not stable. So I cannot really control that unless I get medication or I get therapy. But then again, I kind of learned how to control that on a good level, because I used to really snap on people, and that's how people were able to get things out of me. And that's what I'm saying about people with narcissistic personality disorder. They usually target, sometimes when they do make a person in the family the scapegoat, that's because that person usually has a mental disorder or they just are emotional, period. Me personally, I have a mental disorder, which is bipolar disorder, so that makes me even more emotional than I'm supposed to be, if that makes sense. So therefore, you know, and the thing with narcs, they always tell you that you are too sensitive or you are too emotional. Like, if you think I'm lying, go look this up on YouTube. Go look up hurtful things that narcissists would say, and you would hear them say stuff like, you are too sensitive, or you're too emotional, or in my case, in some people's cases too, you need to stop crying and all this, as if like they did not just sit there and hurt you. You have to watch out for these type of people, because like I said, they can be your friends, which I had, because I'm an empath, I attract these type of people. And now I've learned about narcissistic personality disorder. Now I know what these people are. They usually can be your friends, which I had a couple that was my friends that I banished away from me, which were not friends in the first place. They can be your spouse, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah, they can be them too. If they, trust me, if the person you with is very empathetic at all, they have no emotion, please understand that they may be a narcissist, okay? They can definitely be your family, because like I said, I have, my whole family is a family full of narcs, and I just realized this. And narcs will work together at all costs to hurt the person that they put as a scapegoat. And also, it can be your siblings. Yes, your siblings, your brothers and sisters could be narcs as well. Now, I'm not trying to say my brother Jalen is the only one I know that's probably an empath like me. And he's almost a butt of every joke. And there was one day I threw a rag on his arm. Okay, a rag. And my brother just busted out crying. That's how I knew he was an empath. And he was very sensitive. And I wanted to talk to my brother because I didn't, that's why I was telling him, come here, because I didn't know that he was very highly sensitive like that. And because he's highly sensitive like that, he don't realize, that little five-year-old baby do not realize that what he has been born into. And because he has been born into a family full of narcs, he is about to get his serving of pie. They are about to jump on him. They are about to bully him. They are about to target him, especially when he get older. His teenage years, they are about to manipulate him. They are about to screw his head all up. And it's sad. It's very, very sad, but it's true. And that's just the blunt of the joke. And my sister, Destiny, you don't know how happy I know my sister Destiny anyway. My sister Destiny, well, she's the golden child. She's getting treated with much respect, much love. Like I said before, the golden child still gets disciplined when they don't do what the narcissistic people tell them to do. They get love bombs. They get love snatched from them. So yes. She is the golden child, and now my little brother is the scapegoat, and it's, unfortunately, it's a very sad situation. And my big brother, Antoine, he's now became the lost child that's just never around. He tries not to be around the mess. So, that's the end, and I hope y'all enjoyed my podcast today. I'll be trying to come at y'all with more information. Please make sure you go follow me on Facebook, and I will talk to you guys later. Get off my cord, Cherish. Okay, y'all, listen. I just made a whole recording. I swear to God, it was like 37 minutes long. I was explaining everything about what goes on with narcissistic abuse and why I cut off my family and everything. And I swear to God, this thing just would not load. And I literally had to permanently delete the audio. That's how you know demonic forces are at present, because they don't want you to know anything. But just to keep it short and simple, because I really don't feel like doing this whole recording again, because it just took everything in me. So I had done research on like narcissistic abuse and whatever, and you can look it up. Narcissistic abuse is a real thing, because narcissistic personality disorder is a real thing. And please, whatever y'all do, please do not feel sorry for these people. And there's a reason why I'm saying that, because it's a personality disorder. It is not a mental disorder like depression or bipolar disorder, anxiety. Narcissistic personality disorder is not a disorder categorized by mentally, you know, So let me just go ahead and get into it. So basically, growing up, my childhood was nuts. It was crazy. I was the scapegoat. My brother was a golden child. Golden child is another form of saying spoiled, rotten child, or spoiled child. But trust me, you don't want any one of these roles, okay? First of all, the scapegoat is the person who gets neglected and gets abused 24/7. They get shown no love. They get everything taken from them. They get told they're bad, and they get told their self-esteem is... They just get... Their whole world is done. In my case, the narcissistic abuse started with my parent, my mom, because that's the only parent that was around me all the time. My dad, my father was not around me. And the reason why I say you won't nail one of these roles is because the golden child gets love bombed a lot. They get love taken from them when they don't do something the narcissist doesn't approve of. Now, I know a lot of people would not agree on me, like, a lot of people would not agree on me abandoning my family, which I can care less because this is my health. Some people health fail going through this stuff, you know what I mean? I know a lot of people that have immunity problems because of everything they had to endure during childhood. I know some people that have their mental states are ruined. Like me personally, my mental state, my mind is completely shot. That's why people sometimes think I'm crazy. Because my mental state is just, it's done for. But there's ways you can heal from narcissistic abuse, and I'm gonna just tell you that. I'm not gonna go deep into my life anymore. Well, I'm not gonna go deep into my life like I just did. So right now, I still live in the same town as my narcissistic family for now. And see, the ways you cope is you cut them off. It doesn't matter what they say, because the thing with narcissists, they try to guilt trip you into like coming back to them. So they'll say things like, you're gonna need someone, or you know, or if you talk to us, we apologize, we won't do it again. But in reality, they will do it again. You know, they'll just say nitpicky stuff. I've even picked on stuff they would do to like me just because. And I'm telling you, please understand that the family does not like you. This is why they do this. And I know things that they'll do to me to like bother me, and I'll spot them. Since I've been learning about narcissistic traits and all that, I've spotted it. You know, they'll call, and instead of asking about how me and my daughter's doing, they'll just ask, how's my daughter doing? And you know, now that I've been learning about this, it's starting to bother me less because I blocked all their numbers. So it's really all on how you take no contact, because if you look up narcissistic on YouTube, no contact, I swear you'll get a lot of people talking about how they don't have contact with their narcissistic abusers, and how they move, some of them move far away, some of them are in the process of moving far away, which is, you know, both is okay, it doesn't matter. I just feel like this. There is so much you can do, and please believe that if you have a child, if you were the scapegoat like me, and you have a child, please understand that they're going to come after your kid. But see, my family, it's hard. They all are narcissists. They all are. But anyway. So I'm going to talk about ways you can heal, because in the last audio I actually did not talk about ways you can heal. I just started rambling, and I should have did that in my dysfunctional my dysfunctional family podcast, but I didn't. So I just started rambling and rambling and rambling. And please understand that this might not be uploaded today, because I might make more segments to it as I'm learning. But ways you can heal from it is, first of all, no contact. That's what I learned, no contact. Because if you're still having contact with your narcissist, or your narcissist family, or whoever your narcissist is, you are not going to be able to heal, because you're just not. Because you're going to still be going through abuse, so how are you going to be healing? Secondly, and also block them off everything, your phone, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, whatever. Nobody uses MySpace no more. But yeah, block them off of all social medias. Secondly, you have to understand, if you were a scapegoat like me, you have to understand that none of this was your fault. They do this thing called gaslighting, and I am going to talk about this. Gaslighting is where they make you question your reality, or question whether this is real or not, or whether you really did this or you didn't. Like, for instance, if you lay your phone on the couch, right, and I move your phone, and you be like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I'll be like, I don't know. You must have took it in the bathroom with you. I don't freaking know. That's gaslighting. Because you know you laid your phone on this couch. You know for a fact. But I'm telling you, no, you didn't. But I have your phone this whole time. That's gaslighting. Okay? Or, you know, for instance, you know, I take your soda. I move it from one place to another. That's gaslighting. They do stuff like this to mess with your mental state. And trust me, please understand that these people do not have your best intention in mind. They want you to fail. They want you to be nothing but a puppet and a servant to them. Okay? And I was watching this video. I'm off topic, I know. But I was watching this video of this one boy talking about how your narcissistic family would treat you. And I noticed little things that he was saying was true. You know, because me personally, coming from an African-American family and a Caucasian family, it's two different things. It's two different ways that they would do it. Because I watched videos of, like, a Caucasian mama being a narcissist. A white parent being a narcissist. And they do it wholly different from a black mom. And, see, a black mom would be just straight up front and overt about it. I don't like you. You're disgusting. You're nasty. You're stupid. You're ignorant. You need to, you know, they would be like that. You bad. This is why I do this to you. I don't care. Like, you're a B word. All this stuff, you know. But while a white parent will, they'll be more subtle about it, but they will still be more nasty about it, okay? Because this one video I watched of this girl, she was, her mama was a narcissist. And she was just talking to her mama calmly and asking her question. And this is the thing. They act like little kids. They really do. They act like little kids. And you would notice this pattern in narcissists. They act like little kids. But her mom, she was talking to her mom calmly and as if she was the adult. And I remember doing this when I was younger. She was talking to her mom as if she was the adult and her mom was a child. Because her mom was acting like a child. And she was just asking her mom questions and her mom was going, yeah, 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 blah, 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 blah. And then all this weird childish stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, this is too much. This is crazy. Like, you talking to this person like a human being, like a normal person, and you acting like you having to talk to your own parent like you're the adult. And they're the fucking child sitting there going blah, 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 you know? And I remember at times I was just talking to my mama like a normal person and she would sit there and cover her ears or some stupid shit like that. And I remember my grandma doing this. And I remember, you know, people around doing this, or they getting up, or they'll get up and walk away and stuff like that. It's just nasty. It's disgusting. But what I was saying about the boy, because the reason why I say what he was saying I could relate to is because, okay, he's coming from an African-American or black family full of, you know, narcissists like me. So when he was like, they would like, you know, say, oh, we don't have any eggs. But they wouldn't be directing it to anybody. But since you were programmed, you were literally programmed to think and be their minion. They just suspect that you're going to be like, oh, here you go. Here go some eggs. Or I can go to the store, get some eggs. I noticed this. And I'm like, what the like, it's so sick. Like, these people are demons. But it's real. Okay, so the third thing. I think I went into detail about that and I didn't do that. Okay, but second thing is, yeah, you have to know that it's not your fault. Literally. Third thing is, you have to set your mind back, because you have a conscious, you have a subconscious, and you have a conscious. Okay? Your subconscious, you can hear your subconscious talking to you. But you cannot hear your conscious brain. You cannot hear that part talking to you. And that part is usually the part that if you call yourself, if you don't think you're beautiful, right? And you call yourself beautiful, it'll be like, girl, why you lying? But it's not, you know, and you have to understand. But you have to program your brain back yourself into thinking very healthy thoughts. Because your abuser put all this stuff into your head, or your abusers put all this stuff into your head, saying that you're nasty, you're disgusting, you know, trashy, you know, all this other stuff. And I see little stuff that they would do to, like, my brothers and sisters and, you know, stuff like that. I remember my sister is a golden child, but like I said, if you do something the narc does not like, they will lash out at you, and they will do the same thing to you as they're doing to the scapegoat. Just, you know, probably much harder to let you know, don't do that again, because you're the golden child. Like my sister, she's the golden child. So I remember one day I had cheese dip and I was at their house, and she took her hand, or my daughter, sorry, took her hand, and she smeared the cheese dip out of my sister's plate. Well, at the time my sister didn't know, and I was like, Destiny, you better, you know, get something and just clean the floor. And she, my grandma came walking through the house, and she was like, she seen it, and she started going off, and then she went back into her room with her husband, and I heard her say, so disgusting, so nasty. Like, who, first of all, who just talks like that to a child? All you had to do is tell her to clean it up. She's a child, she's gonna listen anyway. If you taught her to listen. But to call somebody disgusting and nasty and make little gestures like, no, I don't do that. And I don't do that to my daughter. You know, I will remember being in my mom's house, or even at my grandma's, and being called disgusting, nasty, stupid. Which anybody who knows me know I'm nowhere near stupid. I used to get Aviana Roche, straight A's, 4.0 GPA average, lots and hell of a lots of awards. Had soccer awards, cheerleading awards, all this shit. And I would be called stupid, dumb, disgusting. Like, now y'all can see where the level of disgust and demonic lays, you know what I mean? Because even Lucifer himself acts like a good person, but he is not a good person. What I mean by that is, he disguises himself as a good person, but he is not a good person. That's why all these people that be up in these churches, I don't trust them. They are demons in disguise, sweetheart. So a third thing you want to do is, you basically just want to focus on yourself and focus on staying healthy. I'm not going to go by numbers anymore. You can practice yoga. You can practice meditation. You know, you can practice yoga. You can practice all over meditation. You can practice headspace meditation. Me, personally, I'm an empath. So what an empath is they're a person that, you know, that can sense and, you know, feel other people's feelings. And that's a horrible thing. And they're also a person that's very sensitive, highly sensitive, and they cry a lot, and they get mad quickly and stuff like that. So, yeah. Also, just let me refer to no contact right now. when you're going no contact, please be aware that if you are from a narcissistic family, they will try to push you, pull you back in. And the way they will do this is they will go get other family members. They will go get other people that's not even involved in the family. They will go get people that's even, you know, they know at stores or whatever. And they will smear your name around to try to get you, like, to feel bad and come back to them. Me, personally, this has been done to me before. This has been done to me 1,000 times, even when I didn't know it was getting done to me. My mom thinks I still don't know to this day. But if she listens to this podcast, she gonna know that I know. Okay? My mom think I still don't know to this day that she called up there and told Keisha all that bad crap about me. About how, you know, all how I was discussing and all this stuff. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not ignorant. And as far as, you know, Keisha and Will, the two I've talked about on here before, that lives in Louisiana. As far as they go, they're narcissists too. They lie too. They, you know, manipulate to get what they want. They can sit here and say I manipulate all I want to, but all they was trying to do is gaslight me. To get everybody around them thinking that I was the one that was crazy. I'm the one that's doing this and that, but you know, the truth may never come out, and I really don't care if it does or don't. At this moment, all I know is I have no contact with all these human beings, with all of them people. Baby, be quiet. Be quiet, girl. But yeah, you know, you could just tell, you know. Usually, I wouldn't, I know I said this in my other one, but spiritual awakening. I'm going through my spiritual journey. I'm going to start that after I really, like, focus on, like, getting my thoughts back regulated and getting my mind back to where it is, because I'm telling y'all right now, most of y'all that never went through this, stop, book. You might not believe what I'm telling you, but look up NPD, Narcissistic Personality Disorder, and you will see that it's a real thing. And most of y'all may not believe this, but when these people are programming you at a young age, and you have to understand, especially from the age of 5 to 7, it's usually the age where you, like, start really you don't really too much understand stuff, but your mind starts programming things. So just understand that when people are putting into your mind that you're ugly, you're disgusting, this and that, and they're just starting fights with you, and they're just, you know, to feed off your energy, it's sick, you know. And let me tell you, I do want to tell y'all this. Please understand that narcissists marry narcissists. And sometimes they marry people that can just give them supply. Like, for instance, my mom married her husband. Her husband is, he's not a narcissist, but he's basically the enabler. You know, he enables her behavior. He's a supplier. My grandma's husband is a narcissist. Okay? Like I said, narcissists are ready to attack. They're quick to attack. They're quick to verbally attack you and physically attack you. I remember one time this man tried to attack me because I wanted to wear some shoes. No, the shoes were not mine. But at the same time, you know, we are all kids. They're telling us not to go out the door unless we have shoes on. I didn't have my shoes. My shoes was at my mom's house. And because I didn't have shoes, I was like, okay, well, I just wear these, and I went to put on those shoes, which were my grandma's, not his, and he literally tried to physically attack me. He tried to punch me. He has tried to physically attack me before in the past when I was 17 for something that was ignorant. So I really don't trust him. I really do not want him around my child. I don't trust none of them. And that's why I'm on a no contact thing right now. I don't trust any of them. And then when it comes to my daughter, please understand that if you are a scapegoat and you have a kid, please keep your kid away from them. Because they will really, and if you don't know what scapegoat is, that's another word for saying black sheep or the person that everybody loves, you know, the person that everybody loves to hate in the family. That's what black sheep mean. And it took me almost 21 years, because I'm 20 right now, but I'll be 21 in November of this year. And it took me almost 21 years to realize what the hell was going on and why was everything so subtle getting blamed on me. But yeah, if you have kids, keep your kids away from them, because they will turn your kids against you. Please believe they will. And they don't have a problem doing it. But they do it in the most subtle way, because they don't want you to know. But yeah, like, and y'all probably asking, like, you didn't explain to us how your mom is a narcissist. Well, my mom is a narcissist because I remember when I was younger, she would call me all kinds of names that really didn't even need to be called. She would do stuff that was childish as crap, like cover her ears while I'm just having a normal conversation with her. She would gaslight me, tell me I took something when I know I didn't. It's all this stuff she would do. And also they said another way that you can tell your mother is a narc is because they will legit, you will almost feel like you're in competition with your own mother. Like your mother is trying to do stuff better than you. And that's also another sign of it. There's also narcissistic fathers, so don't get it twisted. But my dad, I don't think my dad is a narcissist, because I know he was like an abuser. Like, I know for a fact my daddy was touching kids. I don't care what nobody say. He touched me. I seen him touch my sister, my other sister. I seen him touch kids around at my grandma's house. So I knew that. I also knew that he was a drug addict. He was on some type of drugs. I also knew that he was an abuser, as in like he would physically beat up women. But me personally, I don't think he was a narcissist, because you know, he didn't do gaslighting or anything like that, or try to make you question your reality. He didn't, you know, verbally call people names just out of nowhere, you know, unless you was fucking with him, like really making him mad or something like that. And like, I'm not defending my daddy, because my daddy is a disgusting human being, just like the rest of my family. But you know, yeah, it's pretty messed up. And just to let you know, if you want to know the impact of what this does to a scapegoat, it makes them have low self-esteem. It makes them have go down a down spiral. Some people go down worse down spirals than others. Me personally, I never got out of my habit of negative thoughts, and that's what's making me not achieve what I want to in life. I never got out of my bad, like, habit of, like, reoccurring stuff. So, yeah, that's me. What are you doing, Cherish? But that's me. But as far as like, yeah, I couldn't see me doing this stuff to my daughter. I really couldn't. But like, yeah, like I was saying though, but most scapegoats, they turn to suicide too. I just want to know, and I will get back to y'all on this, but I'm going to look up the number of suicides, the number of scapegoat black sheep suicides in a family, so that I could, you know, really excel like how bad this situation is and how horrible it can get. So, I know it can get horrible if it can already, like, lower a person's self-esteem and, like, mess with their immune system or their mental health. Like, some people I know that I've watched on YouTube that was talking about it or that's in my Facebook group, it messes with some people's immune system and in some people's mental state. Like, me personally, it messed with my mental state, like. And also, when you're a scapegoat, they also program you to come codependent on them, so you can become dependent on them, so you won't become independent and you won't move away from them and make something out of yourself. That's also a thing. It's horrible, sick, and disgusting. I know. Trust me, I wouldn't want nobody in their right freaking mind to go through this. I couldn't even see myself. Yeah, sometimes I get mad at my daughter. And I may slip up and call her a certain thing. But I'll be like, oh no, Maya, you can't call her stuff like that. You know? What are you doing, Cherish? But yeah, like, that's what that is. And it's a horrible reality. But there are ways you can fix it. Like I just told you, meditation, mind space meditation, watching positive videos on YouTube, realizing that anything that happened in your childhood was not your fault. It was either caused by gaslighting or something like that. And as far as you being grown and you have had narcissistic partners, because I've also had narcissistic partners too, because like I said, I'm an empath. That's the type of people we attract, almost. And you have to stop yourself from attracting these type of people. Or you have to spot them, you know? And I have dated like 3 empaths. Sorry, not 3 empaths. I've dated 3 narcissistic people and 2 empaths, okay? So I know how our feelings can be impacted. I know how our feelings... Baby, what's wrong? What are you doing? You just want to stop me doing my recording, don't you? This is not even how you take this off. Like, what did you do to yourself? Sit down. Let mommy fix it. I ain't say lay down. You just rude. Baby. But yeah, like... Empaths are like, they're emotional people. Now, there are also, so you can be in a relationship with a narcissist and not even know until they start doing all this fucked up, retarded stuff. And then you're like, oh my God, I've dealt with this shit before. Actually, the crazy thing is, I remember sleeping with one, an empath, you know, just as, not an empath, but a narcissist. And I was just sleeping with him at the time. We were not a thing. We were not nothing like that. I can actually admit that. And that's actually the dude who gave me the STD. And let me see it. And while I was sleeping with him, or when I stopped sleeping with him, get up, boo. Get up. You got doodle on you, get up. And when I started sleeping with him, and then, let's see, I didn't want to sleep with him anymore, so he got crazy. He started, you know, this little tangent this little crazy, like this little crazy rage, narcissistic, because there's something called narcissistic injury, and they get an injury from it, and they just go, like they turn into the Hulk or something, like, and they want to burn you, like, it's weird, like, and I remember when I motioned that he had a sexual transmitted disease, he would just pipe down, because that's his self-esteem. I'm hurting him gradually. If I go put this on Facebook or my podcast or something, I'm hurting him. I'm hurting him. So, of course, he's going to stop. But trust me, not going to stop for long. The behavior is going to come back because, like I said, narcissistic personality. So, that's their personality. Like, for instance, me and you have a great personality. We may be able to match and link up with each other. Narcissist people, no. Okay? No. They have horrible, erupted personalities, and you cannot change them. They can take medicine. They can get medicine. They can get treated. But guess what? One thing you got to know about a narcissist, they don't want to get treated. They don't think nothing is wrong with them. See, it's not like a person with... and they always try to make you, they always try to say, you're crazy, you're insane. Like, that's their favorite things to say to somebody. You're crazy, you're insane, you're the crazy one, you're the insane one, you're the... No, it's you, sweetheart. You're literally sitting here going crazy, going stupid over nothing almost. Yelling to the top of your lungs in a McDonald's for no reason. Something that I wouldn't even dream of doing, going crazy in a McDonald's. And these are the people we become codependent on. We depend on these people as scapegoats, as codependents. We almost have to have that love. But that's not love they're giving you. Please understand that's fake love. That's not the love you want. That's demonic. They're preying on your spirit, your soul. Like, whew, I can't even go into this. Like, I want to go into this because I know it's a disgusting way to live life. Okay? Like, first of all, you got to understand something. You know you're not a narcissist if you can admit you need help. And I remember when I was talking to this guy, I could admit I needed help, okay? But he could not admit that he needed help. He could not genuinely admit that he needed help. He could not even gradually admit that he needed help. He would just be like, yeah, you need help. Yeah, you need help. Like, every time I tried to point it at him, it was, yeah, you need help. No. You need help. And I remember telling my mom this, and she would cover her ears. I remember telling my grandma this, and she would be like, no, you need help. So they always try to, like, direct it back on to you. I remember telling my grandma's husband this, and he would be like, oh, no, you need help. They all do this. Please understand, they all do this. They don't think they need help. And that's why they would never change, because they don't think they need help. See, me, I know I need help. I know I need, you know, help. I know I need to reach. I know I need to change my life. I know I need help. I know I, and I've went to counseling. I've gotten help. But see, this, they're really good liars, too. So, him saying he went to counseling or therapy, I knew he was a damn lie. Because if you went to counseling or therapy and you got any little kind of help in your life, you wouldn't be that loud, that belligerent, especially in a McDonald's full of a lot of people. And the thing about narcissists, they want to make you look crazy, so they got to get a reaction out of you. And that's just sick. But it's true. It's sick, but it's true. Like, they have to get something out of you to make them not look like the crazy ones. Because their ego is going nuts. And they got to have something. What's wrong with you? They gotta have something to feed off of. What's wrong, baby? What? Go get mommy some water. So I can clean your booty. Yes, y'all heard that right. She doo-doo. I love my daughter, and I couldn't see doing her like that, subjecting her to a life like that. And you know what? There are healthy people out in this world that will notice a narcissist faster than an empath, a codependent, because a healthy person off the bat would be like, I'm not dealing with this dude. Like, go on. They would shut it down so quick. But an empath or a codependent, they would keep trying to nibble at that person to try to like get them to stay, knowing that that person is not a healthy person. And that's what narcissists feed off of. They feed off the point of fact they know that the person might come crawling back like a little cat or a little mouse. Me personally, I'm done with that. Like, I'm not crawling back to anyone, no one, nobody. Yes, the loneliness gets horrible for a codependent, for an empath, but, you know, because we feed off love, and yes, it get lonely for us, but you have to try. But you know what, I'm done, y'all, for the day. I will definitely see y'all tomorrow. This will not get posted today, so don't, you know, if y'all hear me saying, I will see y'all tomorrow, and on this one, that means this one did not get posted today. I'm waiting to make episodes, segments of this one, so please be aware. I hope y'all have a nice day and a blessed day, and let your spirit be healthy, do great things. I will legit talk to y'all next day, and I appreciate it. Goodbye everybody. Hello loves, how are you today? Hope you're having a blessed and positive day. I've been on this journey, y'all, and I've just not been able to. I've been uploading. Like, I uploaded 2 episodes last week. Now, I didn't publish them. So, don't be like, what did you upload 2 episodes? Because I don't see any. All I see is these old episodes. I told y'all, okay? I didn't upload them, okay? Because I've been focusing so much on myself. And I figured out so much about myself, y'all, it ain't funny. It's not funny. It's legit not funny. It's crazy how you can go through so much abuse as a young person and not remember anything. Now, don't get me wrong now. You can't really forget abuse either, but what I mean is you can't remember who you are. In a sense, you can remember the abuse, but you can't remember who you are. You know what I mean? I literally remember being coerced or manipulated, however y'all want to say it, into liking the Gators football team. If you don't know, Gators is a Florida football team, and I remember my mom telling me either I'm gonna like Gators or I'm not her daughter. And I remember I was sitting on the floor when she said this. Of course, something like that, she would deny to other people. But to me, I know the truth. I'm not stupid and I'm not dumb. And please understand that. One thing about people with disorders, a lot of people try to use a person's mental illness against them. Like, I remember going to Louisiana and having an aunt use my mental illness against me to tell the cops some bullshit. Like, I have bipolar disorder, so I can't think for myself. I'm sorry, what? I pay my own bills. I did my own schoolwork in school. I take care of my own daughter. I bathe her, I feed her. I know when I have to go get food for her because I can't just sit around and let her starve. So lady, try again. You know, that's just lies people tell and they want to make you look crazy. The world is just a negative place in general, and I figured that out. I literally posted my journey on Facebook today, and I just tagged random people in it. I didn't know who the hell I was tagging, to be honest. And this girl just comes out the woodwork. Why did you tag me in this? Excuse me? If you didn't want to be tagged in it, just untag yourself. You know, I'm sorry if, you know, I tagged you in it and you didn't want to be tagged in it. I'm very sorry. I can untag you or you can untag yourself, however you would like to do it. But one thing about me, I don't understand why you look like you're trying to check me or something on my post. Because, honey, let me tell you something. I'm on my positive journey. I'm not finna hit you with no negative stuff like I know most people want me to do, because that's how old Maya used to do. Just used to lash out on people, call people this and that. And this and that and the third, and give people reactions. Let me tell you something. Your dumbness does not need a reaction. If you want to look dumb, look dumb. Because the way you're treating other people are looking at you like an idiot. So please remember that. Please remember that. But, as I shall say, I have been looking up a lot of stuff, and it's so ridiculous how you lose yourself. But like I was saying earlier, though, my mom, yeah, she said that, and that to me was just so childish, like almost like something a 3-year-old would say, okay? And this has been since she been in her 30s, so she can't say she was in her 20s when she said this crap. She was in her 30s, and I've always had this deep distinguished towards other people who liked it, the football team, Seminoles. If you know anything about Seminoles, Seminoles is a Florida football team as well. And I always had this deep distinguished, like, I did not like people who liked the Seminoles. But the thing is, it wasn't that I didn't like them because they liked the Seminoles. I didn't like them because I couldn't like Seminoles. I liked the Seminoles, and I like Seminoles now. I changed from Gators to Seminoles because that's what I truly like. That's why my favorite colors were always red and gold. And I couldn't understand why I wanted to wear my best friend Seminole hat and all this. And it's because deep down inside, I like the Seminoles. I was probably even mad at one point that my friend could enjoy a Seminoles game and be happy about something he really liked while I'm over here rooting for a team I don't even like. But I have to like it because I feel like my mom's going to disown me. You know, and I know a lot of people that say they're bisexual and stuff like that, or, you know, gay or whatever the case may be, and their parents disown them. Well, guess what? That has happened to your girl, too, because I came out as bisexual when I was younger. I was probably about 40. I'm probably about 15 then. I'm probably about 15 now. And this has been since she's been in her 30s, too, so no, narcissists, they really never change. I was about 15, and I came out as bisexual, and she told me if I like women, she was going to disown me. Now I just don't give a fuck, and yes, I am bisexual. You don't like it? Oh, well, too bad for your life. I don't care. That's just me, you know. I don't care about your feelings. I've been, you know, that's the thing. As us being codependents, that's all we do is care about other people's feelings. I am still working on trying not to be codependent. What codependent means is, basically, you put other people's needs before your own. So basically, like, for instance, right? You would put how other people feel before how you feel. So basically, right? Say I'm wearing, for instance, say, even though I don't have my hair done right now, I'm just saying, say for instance, I'm wearing a cute hairstyle, but this girl says, I don't like that hairstyle. That's ugly on you. A regular person, like a normal person, I don't want to really say codependence ain't normal because we are normal. But what I'm saying is a healthy person, let me say it like that. A healthy person would be like, First of all, that's your opinion, but I love my hairstyle, honey. I love it, and I'm gonna rock it until I'm done with it. Okay, check yourself at the front door. But a codependent person would be like a codependent person would validate that person's opinion before their own, basically. So when a person says, for instance, like, I don't like that hairstyle on you, the codependent person would be like, well, I guess you're right. It do look a little ugly. Let me go change it and fix it and, you know, get a new hairstyle. Bruh, that is a codependent person. That is not healthy. Please understand that that's not healthy. Now, if you genuinely agree that your hair is not perfect, then you genuinely agree with that person. Like, the person didn't do a good job on your hair. But if you're just saying it to please that person because you don't want to lash back at them or clap back at them or disagree with them because you do think the hairstyle is pretty, then that is unhealthy. You know, and I can give you a couple more examples. Like, for instance, a codependent person, right? If I'm in a relationship and I'm codependent, which I'm actually healing from, so I know I got experience here. A codependent person would nag their partner to change who they are. You cannot change people. You are not God. That's what I always tell myself. Who the hell is this? Okay. I don't know. Somebody just commented on my Facebook page. I'm sorry. Robert Flowers. I'm pretty sure that's my friend, brother. I don't know why I'm saying people's names on this podcast. But it's pretty hard, especially growing up in a small town I grew up in. Yeah. Yeah, you got criticized by not, if you got abused, a lot of people didn't believe you. And, you know, I even went to school and got bullied. Yeah. Which I don't care about the bullies, and I don't care about the fact that I got bullied anymore. It's over. It's done. Like, I've been out of school for, like, a year now. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that situation. But when I was in school, you know, there was a lot that could have been done, but, you know, teachers and principals, they don't do nothing nowadays. There's been so many. You know, I don't want to discriminate. I don't like to talk about color. But there's been so many African-American black girls dying because these girls or boys or whatever has been jumping on them in fights and schools trying to cover it up and stuff. Nah, my child won't be going to school. She will not be going to public school. Probably not even private. Probably just be homeschool. I'm smart enough to homeschool my own child. Trust me, if I used to get A, B, straight A's, I'm smart enough to homeschool my own child. So, what, baby? Girl, what you think about? I'm not about to drug you. My daughter is giving me Tylenol, y'all. Tylenol and water in a bottle. Like, I'm just going to make her think I'm putting some up in here. I'm just making her think I put some in here because y'all know I'm not with this shit. Now, if she really hurting, like, I'll give her some Tylenol or whatever, but she's not hurting. She's just fine. Holy fuck. I just wasted so much. Yeah, and another thing, I can give you another example. Another thing with codependence. There you go. Another thing with codependence is that they lack, I'm gonna just say it, okay? Another thing with codependents is they lack self-esteem and self-worth. They just, self-worth is actually another word for self-esteem, okay? And codependents lack self-esteem, okay? Yeah, we might look happy on the outside, but if you're not healing, if you're not actually healing and working on yourself, oh, trust me, a codependent is a broken down person on the inside. And especially a person like me that's codependent, and then I suffer from narcissist abuse from my whole family, and not to mention that I have bipolar disorder too. It's like it's so much, you know. It's so much, you know. I know I tell a lot of people I suffer from narcissist abuse, but I've also suffered from sexual abuse as well from my father and from another person. Now I'm sorry, but y'all, some people that probably watch me on here, some people don't, you know, people that watch me on here, they just, you know, they constantly, people that watch me on here, they probably think, some people probably think, what the hell is this girl talking about? Other people probably think I'm very articulate, very intelligent, you know. And the topics that I talk about, I actually research. Most things I talked about on this channel was from experience, if I just put it on here like that. But other topics that I actually take time on and I don't apply and I don't publish for a while, then those are topics I'm taking my time on. Like codependency and self-worth and all that. I took my time on this stuff. I searched up this stuff. I thought about this stuff. You know, now I'm going into, I actually will hit y'all back with this one because I haven't searched into this yet. And I can't quite understand it. But it's, no, baby, I don't want that. But it's, hold on. What's wrong with you? You don't even have the Ranchi for it, babe. You don't have the Ranchi. Look, we're not doing that right now. You don't have the Ranchi for it. You don't have the Ranchi. Not to mention, y'all, that I used to be so embarrassed when I would do my podcast and my daughter would start yelling. Another self-esteem problem. Here, baby. Hold on. Here, go play with this. Here. Go put it in there. But, yeah, like, you just have to, I study all this stuff. But right now, I'm looking into, healing your inner child. And I'll get back in another episode. Because, listen, this ain't gonna get published. This ain't gonna get published either. This not gonna get published until the whole episode get published. So it might be 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes to this. Because right now I'm only focusing on like this part of my life. Most of my stuff right now will be talking about narcissist abuse. I know a lot of people don't. I don't know why they don't. But please understand that narcissist abuse is real. A lot of people do not get targeted with narcissist abuse. That's why. In order to get targeted with narcissist abuse, you have to been done, like, really been through it to know what it is, okay? Most of these people that are narcissists, I want to say this. They are attracted to people with codependency and low self-esteem and low self-worth issues, okay? Please note, they are not attracted to people. They will try to come after people with high self-esteem and high self-image and everything, but they know that those type of people will reject them quick and will not play with them. People with low self-esteem like me, like I'm building my self-esteem now. That's why I'm by myself. And I will be single by myself until I learn to love myself. Because you cannot love another if you cannot love yourself. That is true. there are literally people that was in narcissist abuse for so many years and did not realize they was being used as some type of scapegoat or some type of pawn until they got like 45 years old, almost to their old age. Like, oh, not me. I figured out once I'm about to be 21, I figured out I was being used as people's pawn and scapegoat. And yeah, most of my family would probably listen to this and tell everybody, well, you know, if you listen to Maya's podcast, she's lying, she's a liar. You know, I've heard that so many times that I'm lying. You know, but it's funny that I have friends that support me and that literally seen my life unfolding in action and that has heard, you know, me tell stories of like what happened to me at home, and I would tell them at school and they would be like, wow, well, and I'm sorry to say it like this, but they would be like, your mom's a bitch. And it's kind of true. I don't even think it's kind of true. You know, it's two types of... Please understand, too, y'all, that there is two types of narcissists. There's overt and there's covert, okay? Overt narcissists, I would say, is like my auntie. I'm not going to say my auntie name. But because my auntie, she lives way in a different town, in a different place in Florida, and she don't bother me, okay? As long as she don't bother me, she'll be just fine. But baby, ain't nothing in this. Look. And you need to stop that yelling. You need to stop that yelling. You need to stop that yelling. She's yelling because there's lotion. She wants lotion out of a bottle. There ain't no lotion in there. But there is, you have to understand, there is covert and overt. And my aunt, she's an overt narcissist, okay? Because overt narcissist is a person that, okay, let me show you what an overt narcissist is. An overt narcissist is a person that shows off everything they got. They this, they that. You know, they make their life look like a luxury. But then on the inside, they beat you down, they stomp on you. And that's how my aunt is. Now my mom, my aunt Louise, please. Oh, can you hold on to this until mommy get done? Please. No. What's wrong, baby? She's so mad. I don't know why she wants this lotion so bad, though. Listen, but my mom was covert. She would, of course, she gonna look friendly to everybody else. But when you go into her house, I promise you, she's not friendly. She will cuss you out, yell at you, everything, downplay you, discard you, everything. And that's the same way my aunt in Louisiana was. She would be so nice to you, love bum you, all this bull crap like a family member would. And then she would throw you in the trash can afterwards inside her house. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to tell y'all. And I'll come back with the inner... Shut up! You getting loud! But I will literally... Please! I will literally come back at y'all with more information on this statement. Please stay tuned.